Today on the Camomile Ag Report, I'll be discussing the impact COVID-19 has had upon agriculture. Mark Stevenson and John Shutsky with the University of Wisconsin-Madison said there's six specific things farmers, farm families, ag employers, and employees need to be aware of and plan for. Number one, markets and farm prices. As we see growing levels of concern, recommendations for social distancing, reduced travel, avoiding crowds, closures, and other protective practices to slow the spread of COVID-19, consumers will be making tough choices about food, eating away from home, and overall spending. Dairy is prominently featured in out-of-home eating, and there may be some disruptions in food service sales. This will likely have an impact on markets and prices. There have been bottlenecks at ports in other countries as ships wait to be offloaded with U.S. dairy and other farm products. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange has shut down floor trading of all products until further notice, though electronic trading will continue. Concerns about the impacts of the virus on the broader economy are likely to have an even larger impact on dairy prices. Many countries of the European Union were already hovering just above a recession prior to the viral outbreak, and this event is likely to push them over the edge. Prior to this event, China was also experiencing slow economic growth. The U.S. has enjoyed strength in the economy, but there have also been leading indicators prior to pandemic concerns. We were past the peak of the business cycle, and that an economic slowdown, or perhaps that a recession, was coming. A worldwide recession like this one experienced in 2008-2009 would push a previously expected milk price recovery off for at least another year. Number two, supply chain slowdown and shortages. As logistics are disrupted and efforts proceed to slow the spread of the virus, multiple connected industry sectors are already being impacted, with some products panic buying is creating additional concern. As an example of supply chain interruptions on farms, the American Veterinary Medical Association suggests the potential for animal pharmaceutical products to be in short supply for at least some of the larger drug manufacturers. If the virus were to spread more broadly in an agricultural state like Wisconsin, we could see issues with farm product delivery and pickup as workers, milk truck drivers, for example, stay home due to illness or because they are caring for family members or school-aged children. These same concerns would affect processors. Slowdowns could also impact fertilizer, fuel, and other input movement and availability as we head towards spring. In an extreme case, we could have concerns with utilities, electricity, natural gas, propane, based on input availability, or labor shortages. However, utility companies generally do a good job of contingency planning, which helps buffer the impact of unforeseen events. I will continue with this discussion on tomorrow's Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.